Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake-Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. October is Eat Better, Eat Together month, and the perfect time to make family meals a priority. Research has shown that eating more meals together has a positive effect on both the nutrition and emotional well-being of the entire family. Increasing the frequency of family meals has several benefits. Let's dig in to learn more. Number one, healthy eating behaviors are encouraged when we eat together. Findings from a decade of research on family meals as part of Project Eat indicate that girls eating three or more family meals a week engaged in half as many extreme weight control behaviors, including diet pills and self-induced vomiting. These effects remain strong over time. Even after 5 years, family meals maintained a protective effect against disordered eating behaviors. Number two, better dietary intake. Findings from Project Eat also found that three or more family meals each week was related to higher intakes of vegetables, calcium-rich foods, fiber, and lower intakes of soft drinks and fried foods. The youth in this study maintained their healthy eating habits as they entered young adulthood, as well as their desire to share meals with other people. To reap the most benefits, make sure your mealtimes are free from distractions like the TV, tablets, and video games. Watching television while eating was actually associated with poor eating habits, so make sure the TV is switched off when you sit down to eat. And number three, emotional well-being. Nightly dinners are a great way to debrief the day, share many successes, and stay engaged in each other's lives. Taking an hour to unplug and connect, whether that's at night or in the morning, not only strengthens family bonds, but also improves the emotional well-being of youth. Family meals are associated with better self-esteem, fewer depressive symptoms, and substance use, things that many parents often worry about. These positive outcomes go far beyond overall family functioning to improve the nutrition and emotional well-being of the entire family. Once you have everyone gathered, follow these conversation tips. Some studies have shown that dinner conversations are a potent vocabulary booster and can help build resilience. It's a good idea to keep conversations pleasant and avoid unnecessary battles because everyone eats better when relaxed. Do your conversations seem to hit a roadblock? Try some of these conversation starters, like, what is one way you help someone today? What was the best thing about your day or week? If you had one superpower, what would it be and why? What is your favorite thing to do as a family? And if you could solve one problem in the world, what would that be? By keeping the flow of communication open, you'll build trust, accountability, healthy habits, and uncover real issues to get behind as a family. Take the time this October to start a tradition of eating together and eating better. For more information on Project Eat, fun family meal activities, and a recording of today's episode, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake-Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center, offering fee-only financial planning out of Moline, Illinois.